Chapter 1. London, 29th June. Charity galas. Bloody horrific, if you ask me, and a perfectly accurate descriptor for them. Since I was about to give up my evening for one, I could call it whatever I liked. The annual Mallerton Society bun fight would surely be no different. So I imagined surviving the next couple of hours would be mission number one for me. Well, I did have a little entertainment to look forward to near the end of the evening, and that was about the only redeeming part. I pulled into the National Gallery, queued for valet service, and checked my mobile for the details. There it was. I read it twice and attempted to memorize who, what, and where. Maria will be wearing an emerald green gown. Victorian Gallery, 9 p.m. Terms per contract. We wish you both a very pleasant evening. The escort service I used was one that didn't have a name, and you never talked to anyone by voice. Everything was transacted by text. Simple, efficient, anonymous. No strings attached to get all tangled into a cocked-up mess, and when the date was over, everyone went home satisfied. The less time I had to think about what I was really doing, the better. I wasn't proud of my behavior, but the reasons were justified in my mind. I was just exploiting what was offered in order to get by. Betrayal does that to a man. By the time I made my way inside and found the venue, I was pleasantly surprised to see I'd missed the dinner. The polite conversation required at these kind of events was sheer torture for me. And I often wondered how on earth that I, out of all of the eligible men in England, could have ended up inheriting a directorship on the board of the gallery. There couldn't possibly be a worse choice than me. I knew next to nothing about paintings, and possessed no inclination to begin learning about them either. Being Lord Rothvale in the 21st century was a pretentious millstone around my neck. Having patrons address me as "My Lord," and bowing upon introduction made my skin crawl. I was left having to fake it. I did that a lot. The pretense grew very tiresome to me because my whole life had been turned upside down by lies. Hung, drawn, and quartered by the media. Yeah, pretty much. At least it sure felt like it at the time. Now I was rather more numb than anything. My Bombay Sapphire worked wonders. False. Counterfeit. Sham. Where in the bloody hell had they set the bar up in this place? I wandered a bit, trying to appear focused on the exhibit, and praying nobody recognized me for 15 minutes. Hell, I'd be happy with 5, if I could grab even that. The landscape changed for a pleasant turn when I spotted the lovely Bryn Bennett presenting a painting of a woman with a book. It looked like it could be a Mallerton in the midst of the conversation process. It was being repaired or preserved, so it could last another 100 years or so, without losing its colour and clarity of image. Yes, I'd managed to absorb a few bits of knowledge about what needed to happen to old paintings by default. I'd much rather enjoy the view of the stunning conservator giving the presentation of the art, though. Bryn was very easy to look at, but she was also very taken by none other than my obsessively protective cousin. Ethan runs a security business, so I give him credit for the protective part. He has excellent taste in women. I give him that, too. Enjoying the show? I wasn't surprised when Ethan's voice came from behind at my shoulder. I should have known he'd be within striking distance of his beloved. Probably more like wondering when in the hell I might be able to escape the show, I answered. I was just thinking about you, cousin. Really? He drawled. Indeed. Think of the devil and he appears as if by magic. Glad you could make it tonight, he said sarcastically. We've been wondering when you'd finally grace us with your presence. Bryn wants to introduce you to her friend. He looked around as if he were searching the crowd for someone. Bryn looks very busy right now. I glanced over at his girlfriend admiringly. Maybe later. I need a drink. Ethan's jaw hardened. Look, Ivan, there was a pseudo-threat delivered to my office today.